Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. The guru's in the seat. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Michael.
Nice drop of moisture, wasn't it?
Yes, mate, not good for golf, though, but the course will benefit from it.
It certainly will. Now, Steve, let's get serious. A mother has referred to your recent blog of women falling behind when it comes to superannuation and your suggestion that all girls should study maths at school.
Good, Mick, but what's her question?
Well, she has three teenagers, a girl and two boys, and asks your suggestion on how to teach them to create and build wealth.
Okay, Mick, but before I answer that, let's put some facts on the table, rebuilding wealth with a residential property portfolio.
Well, Steve, if you don't mind, I will remind our listeners you have previously stated that your opinion is biased.
Yes, Mick, I am biased towards quality residential property in a solid growth area of a city with a minimum of 1 million people.
Okay, Steve, what are the facts?
Well, researchers at the Switzerland-based Bank for International Settlements, they found that the long-term rise in Australian house prices since the early 60s has been the most sustained property market upswing in the world in recent decades, with a cumulative gain in Australian property prices since 1961 being, cop this mate, 6,556%.
Crikey. So, Steve, what did they look at? Did they look at other countries?
Yeah, the team looked at 47 countries and they found just four main things. One, upswings vastly outnumbered downswings. Two, for 80% of the time, studied property sectors were in an upswing mode. Three, upswings on average last about 13 years. And number four, downswings last about 5 years.
All right, Steve, was this team from Switzerland? Were they asked, is housing a good long-term investment?
Yes, Mick, and their answer was, they said, our data suggests that the answer is an unqualified yes.
And did they back that up with any statistics, though?
Well, they found real house prices increased on average by close to 7% per annum in the sample of 20 advanced economies that they studied, for which there were 45 years of data on average.
So, Steve, how does this compare with Brisbane?
Well, at 7% per annum, value doubles every 10 years.
So, did this happen in Brisbane?
Mate, it was better than that. The average price of a house in Brisbane in 1972 was $15,000. And if value doubled every 10 years, that's at 7%, the average stay would be $337,000, where in reality, it's almost double that, mate. It's $655,000. Now, I've been in the business for 40 years, and in that time, the value of my clients' properties has, on average, doubled every 8 years.
No. So what does this mother say to her children?
Well, start with it with a real-life family meeting and sit down, have the kids involved, set budgets and savings targets, and tell them getting wealthy, it's not an instant gratification game. An old friend said to me once, Mick, there's nothing wrong with getting rich slowly. So you need time to get smarter and wiser. And question what you read in the paper or see on TV. And read books like The Richest Man in Babylon by George Samuel Klassen and Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Well, can you give us a summary, mate?
Mate, René Descartes, who's a famous French philosopher and mathematician from the 17th century, he said, think, therefore I am. In other words, this mother should encourage her children to envision what they'd like to achieve in life, and then if they can envision that, there's a good chance they'll reach their goal.
And I think that's very sound advice, Steve.
Oh, it is, Mick.
And if you need more information, I'll give you Steve's office number to make an appointment. 4987 7567, or you just Google Steve Taylor. If you'd like to contact them, there's a button there. You press the contact button, all the information drops down for you. And you can also listen to the blogs.
Sure can.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.